Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today in our continuing saga of talking to interns with Taro International. We now have with us Christopher Alvarez. And those of you, ladies and gentlemen, who have been party to what we've been doing for years and years and years might recognize that name. Because Chris is the son of Carlos Alvarez, one of the tarot trainers, who happens to work with something called Impact, Speak Your Way to Success, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And now his son, Christopher, is an intern this year at Tarot. Christopher, good to have you with us, sir.
Yes, it's awesome to be here. Thank you for inviting me to come on your show.
Well, you know, this is just so interesting because I've known your father, had the pleasure of knowing Carlos for years, and he has always been the consummate professional when it comes to what he is training people to do. You're talking about the various steps in communication and how it's important to be able to use eyes to communicate and hand gestures, and he was giving PowerPoint tips and all kinds of ways in which to professionally communicate, not only in the business world, but also as an individual, you know, working in your personal life. And so I've learned so much from your father, and I hold him to high esteem. So let's talk. That's enough about your dad. Let's talk about you, Chris. Where are you going to school at?
Yeah, so currently right now I'm attending the University of Iowa. In this upcoming year, I will be a fifth-year senior.
Yeah. Well, so is this like the last hurrah for you?
Yes, it is. I'm really excited for this last year. I'm actually moving into my fraternity house for the first time, so I'm very excited to be able to interact with all of my brothers.
And what fraternity?
Delta Upsilon.
Very nice. All right. So let's find out about what it is. You're a fifth-year senior at the University of Iowa. Go Hawks! Mm-hmm. What are you doing there? What are you, other than having a good time? What are you attempting to graduate with?
Yes. So my degree currently is I'm going for a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Graphic Design.
Got it. And how long have you been doing this?
Yes, actually. So I attended my first 2 years at the university. I was actually a mechanical engineering student. And then one of my classes, material science, I remember I finished the final and I was like hand on head the whole class. I really didn't know what I was doing. And I left the classroom. I called my parents and I was like, hey, I literally cannot do this anymore. I need to leave. And so my mom actually found out that the University of Iowa has a very good arts program, which I literally had no idea about. Hmm. And so the summer between my sophomore and junior year, I switched from mechanical engineering to graphic design.
Got it.
And so it was a lot of fun transitioning.
Oh, yeah.
And I really didn't realize it, but I had been doing a lot of design work my whole time in high school and throughout even my engineering career. So it was a very good very good change for me. I definitely needed it.
Good transition. It reminds me of a story when I was in college. I was on a business track, and so I'm sitting there in, what was it, accounting 101, I think it was, or something like that, you know, and mm-hmm. and the instructor called on me one day, like day 3 or 4 of the class, and asked me to explain something, and I just looked at him and I said, you know what, I've been here for 3 or 4 classes and I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. That side of my brain doesn't work very well. So
it's exactly how I felt in like the different physics and math classes. Like I was doing the work, but I was just going to the internet to find the answers. I really wasn't doing any of it. And that's what everybody else was doing as well. So it was like, nobody really knew what was going on.
Yeah,
very, very interesting, say the least.
It is. So I totally understand what you're saying. And I still don't know the difference between a debit and credit, by the way.
Honestly, really.
So what are you doing at Taro in your attempt to do internship there?
Yeah, so my title is social media and marketing intern. So I'm in charge of making most of the stuff we post on social media, the different graphics and whatnot. So that's my social media side. And then for the marketing side, I'm in charge of pretty much updating and kind of redoing some of the physical papers we have inside of our facility here and different booklets and whatnot.
Sure.
Because we were just trying to make the Terra more modern looking.
Well, yeah. I totally get it, because as your clients change, you're going to have to meet them with whatever utilization or whatever way in which they learn the best. And so sometimes you have to adjust those things. We're speaking with Christopher Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Alvarez, and he is an intern, fifth-year senior at University of Iowa, an intern at Terra International. So what have you learned at Terra? I know that you've been around Terra for 20 years because your father's been there for a long time. So what are you learning that's different?
Yeah, so I guess most of my life growing up, the only thing I really heard from my dad about what he did was I teach people how to speak publicly and how to speak the right way. And I really thought that was just the extent of what was going on at Terra. But since I've joined, since I'm the intern and redoing all the stuff, I have access to pretty much everything. And I have to redo all of our papers explaining all of our classes.
Wow.
So I've learned about everything that really Terra is doing. I didn't really realize they were doing like presence, like how to make yourself look nice.
Sure.
How to interact with people the correct way, how to respect other cultures. Just so much stuff I had no idea about. And it's really cool being able to be on the background of it and just getting all the information and learning it.
Having seen your father do all these things and then learning that there's a whole lot more to Terra than the impact, speak your way to success. And you know what? I think we might have your father on the line.
Oh,
I think.
Yes, you do.
Hey, Carlos.
Hi, hello, Michael. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Dad.
It is so good to hear your voice, my friend. It's been way too long.
Michael, I would agree with you. I am so glad I was able to figure this out and able to connect with you. I did not mean to interrupt your conversation with Chris. However, I am excited to be on with you and Chris.
Well, you know, we were, before you joined us, Carlos, we were talking about you to some extent and how much I admire the work that you do and how much I've learned from you, actually, over the years that we've been doing this. And so I do appreciate it. And I understand that you've been wandering a bit around the United States. And
you know what? I like the word you use, wandering. I like to focus more on exploring and enjoying my time with my best friend, my partner, Carol. So it's been a wonderful time.
Well, greetings to everyone in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that.
So tell, how has your life changed since March of this year? And what you're doing with Terra, Carlos?
Michael, that's a very interesting question. You know, life has changed for everyone, and especially for myself. I am a firm believer in taking those precautions that we're supposed to be taking. You know, one of my biggest thrills with my behavioral tendencies is meeting people, interacting with people, meeting new people. And that has been a choice that I am homebound. The only time I'm out is when I'm at the grocery store. Very limited in being out for the simple fact of just taking those precautions. And for me and Terra, I've been on hiatus. We're looking at for some training, hopefully August or September. However, the way things are going right now across the country, I doubt very much if I am going to be back in front of an audience, at least live. I'm sure there's other ways we might be able to do that. But for myself, I know that it's not going to be anytime soon.
Well, one of the things I think that works really well, and you know, if I inject myself into the business of Terra International for a moment, one of the things that really does work well with what you do, Carlos, is you have such a magnificent video studio at Terra International. I've been there many times, and you have the ability to perhaps do what you do in front of now literally thousands of people, but doing it in a way that you're presenting in video form. Anyway, so I think there's great opportunity. It's just making sure that it all gets put together.
I agree with you 100%. And I think Chris would be able to respond to that. with him being in the home office, probably seeing a lot more than I'm seeing here from a distance.
Yeah.
In reference to your comment on being able to be online and training in that fashion.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that going on, isn't there, Chris?
Yes. So for the studio, at least, we're not really using that for training, as you'd say, but we're making a lot of video content for our YouTube channel.
Yes.
And other projects that we're working on. So we're very fortunate to have that. You talked to Jessica just a few minutes ago. She's an amazing intern. I've seen the work she's doing. She's doing really well, and I'm excited to see how we go from there.
Yeah, it is totally a different world. Carlos, because you're such a person that enjoys human interaction, and you do it so well, and you've been teaching the opportunity on how to better communicate with other individuals, how is, just as an aside, not necessarily mm-hmm. a tarot thing, but as an aside, how is this impacting people that you communicate with? I mean, it must be it's a whole different world, isn't it?
I find your question interesting and a little challenging. I shared with you that I've limited myself
right.
in staying home. And so the only individuals I do interact with when I go to the grocery store is by eye contact. As I see someone walking by and I got my mask on, and some people do, some people don't. And, you know, greeting, hello, and eye contact.
Right.
Probably talk more to the cashier than anyone else. And for me, it's a big challenge. However, I also know the reason why I'm doing it. I'm a firm believer in prayers, and my prayers continue in reference to us as a country being able to do the right thing
yeah.
and being able to do the right thing as a mass of people. Yet one of the things that I see on the news again and again is the fact that we are in a country where we have individual rights, and that can be a challenge.
I
certainly don't know what the answer is, but I know that I have to do my part. And my part is following what I think is the best thing to do, wearing that face mask and staying away from crowds, from
yeah.
groups of people, and social distancing. That's all I can do, and that's what I will continue to do.
And me, the same, my friend. One of the things I think that I've found very curious, and we do lots of these interviews all over the country now, and this has opened up. I was explaining to Chris how this has all opened up a whole new world for us, because now we can actually do international calls
yeah.
and interviews, and people not just within wherever I happen to be in the United States, but anywhere. And so that's been really wonderful and expanded our horizon greatly. But one of the curious things that I've noticed, and perhaps you have too, because I suspect you spend some time on the telephone, phone calls that I used to make that would maybe be over in 4 to 5 to 6 minutes are now stretching easily 18 to 20.
You know, Michael, I'm chuckling over here because that is so true. In my experience is the fact that that human contact, being able to hear someone, there's some things that we talk about that I did not anticipate we would be talking about on a conversation that would be 4 to 6 minutes is now much longer. And at the end, both parties, we acknowledge that fact that the call was a little longer, but neither party is saying, sorry, we just kind of chuckle and continue on. And I love that aspect of it, that part of it, the human contact. I can't see you, but I can certainly hear you. And to me, it's amazing how you can hear that emotion
yes.
the individual on the other end has. And that to me is very important.
Well, talking back about tarot, now your son is working there as an intern. It's got to feel pretty neat, huh?
Michael, I am so glad you said that. Never in my wildest dreams did I anticipate that either of our children, Callie or Christopher, would have an opportunity with tarot. When this opportunity came, Christopher jumped on the opportunity. I did not encourage him to. It was something he decided to do. And I'm just so glad that he had the skills and abilities that tarot said, we'd like to use those.
Yeah.
And I am very happy and excited for Christopher to have this opportunity, as I have shared with Christopher and I have shared with all of the interns that tarot has had since I've been there, and I've been at tarot since 2000. I have shared with them, there is no better group of people that you can start your professional experience with than the people at Tarot International.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I say that is what you just shared before, our ability to communicate. We teach communication, we teach rapport building, We teach all the skills that many people in business may not have access to, but wow, what a great group of people to start and have a feeling of what the real world is like versus being in the classroom at the university or college.
Absolutely.
So I am so excited for Christopher in that respect and for all the interns that have gone through Tarot or will be going through Tarot in the future.
Well, to double back on that, Carlos, and because we've been associated for some time with Tarot International, I know the professionalism and I know the robustness of their training, which is second to none. People like Chris and also Jessica and also Nico, who are all interns there, we talked to them earlier, they've all said what a privilege it is to work with so many consummate professionals as they're starting their career. So good on Tarot and good on those interns. And I think
very much.
Yeah, I think Chris, you would agree, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I'll say this. I remember before I came here, like in growing up, I was always like, my dad, he's always wearing suits and looking nice. I don't want to do that. That's like lame. I never really understood the power of it. But now being here and learning about all of the professional presence and whatnot, I see the power it has instead of like just something you want to do, like the effect it can have on other people and like how the way you talk.
Right.
And the way you affect people so much.
It certainly does. Well, mm-hmm. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending some time. And Carlos, it was delightful to have a moment with you. And now that I have your telephone number, I won't stay a stranger.
Fantastic, Michael. It was great to hear your voice. I was so excited when Deb shared this opportunity to be able to connect with you. I really appreciate it. Great listening to your voice. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. And Chris, good luck to you. You're fifth year senior at University of Iowa. And, as I shared with Nico and Jessica earlier, what is really remarkable is how many corporations are now seeing that their people can work from wherever they happen to be rather than going to other places. And there are communities. Tulsa, I know, for example, is giving folks $10,000 as a grant if they'll move to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to work and not only a startup, but if they're working for another company someplace. And so this remote work is kind of becoming a reality for so many.
Very much so.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and good luck and stay well, both of you.
Same to you.
Thank you, Michael.
Well, that was fun for me because I had the opportunity to once again connect with my good friend Carlos Alvarez and now his son, Christopher, who is an intern at Tarot International. Good times. Hope you enjoyed that. We will have links to Tarot International up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Carlos and Christopher, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.